West Nipissing's municipal council has collapsed. Four councillors have refused to attend future meetings, which means there will be no quorum to carry on with proceedings. Councillors Chris Fisher, Roland Larabee, Leo Millette and Dan Rovida want the municipality to provide them with legal counsel before they return. In a recent release, Councillor Rovida explained that on February 25, 2022, the municipality received a letter from a lawyer representing the mayor, Councillors Yvonne Duhame, Denise Senecal, and Lee Senecal. The letter, although addressed to the municipality, was also sent to councillors via email. This is not a lawyer that has anything to do with the municipality, Rovida clarified, and the people named in it were wide-ranging and not well-defined. However, the letter mentions senior members of staff, Chris Fisher, Roland Larabee, Leo Millette, and Dan Rovida, at the least, Rovida explained, and one could also infer that there were accusations made against legal counsel for the municipality. The letter contains accusation and threats, which Rovida found bizarre and unfounded. It concerns an ongoing file, one that is also being blocked, that we have nothing to do with, Rovida added, and concerns the potential sharing of information from that file. C. West Nipissing Sow removes his staff from toxicity of council. To be honest, as councillors, we don't know what to make of it, Rovida admitted. Rovida explained that usually, when there is an outside threat made against the municipality's legal counsel would provide advice on what it means and what to do about it to protect the organization. However, no such offer was given. Due to the fact that our council is a member short, the mayor and complainants have blocked us from obtaining advice from the municipal lawyer by normal procedures. The issue was raised at council's last meeting on April 5. A request to enter closed session to discuss the matter was on the agenda, but council voted against the motion. Mayor Savage explained that the matter was brought up during council's March 22 meeting and was defeated. This matter is not being reconsidered, she said, and for it to be reconsidered, two-thirds of council would have to agree. C. Ministry makes a house call to West Nipissing Council. Councillor Millette said, we need to have the information in a closed session, as there would be discussion about identifiable individuals, and without entering closed session, he did not feel comfortable carrying on with the meeting. We need that information, he reiterated. I know, Mayor Savage reassured, but I'm just following procedures, and since there was a resolution that was voted on for the same subject matter on March 22, and those who voted for it then had not reconsidered, there was no need to reconsider the motion. Savage thanked Leo for informing us that if you don't get your way, you're going to leave the meeting or you're not going to continue, and that would not be fair to the taxpayers. That would be so unfortunate. For Rovida, they are clearly in violation of the Conflict of Interest Act, and noted, a couple of them have publicly stated that we need to get our own lawyers, at personal expense. To anyone with a shred of common sense, this is not normal business, Rovida said. We have done absolutely nothing wrong, and obtaining legal advice would allow them to err on the side of caution. We find ourselves continually on the back foot, Rovida said, constantly having to defend ourselves and being painted as villains. Rovida, Fisher, Millette and Larabee understand these delays are not productive, but our rights to legal counsel have been taken away, and, until our legal position is clear, we'll not be attending regular council meetings. However, the four will return to the table to continue with the budget process until it is finalized. We have a right to get that legal counsel, Rovida said, and we want to move forward for the taxpayers of this municipality. Councillor Denis Senecal explained that this letter is a legal letter, sought by certain councillors for an opinion. There's nothing preventing other councillors to seek the same legal opinion without the taxpayers paying for it. C. Agenda item continues to divide West Nipissing Council. If you object, get yourself a lawyer and we'll go from there, he said. But to try to get the taxpayers to pay for your legal issues, I don't think that's right. He also expressed concerns about trust around the table, noting the copy of the letter was leaked, and there's no more trust here. When you send a letter to council and senior staff, Larabee said, they are protected by the municipality, which is why we're trying to get access to the municipality's legal counsel. And you are preventing us. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.